We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're going to work on my teeth, not my nose. I don't wear a mask getting my teeth cleaned.
But it's about the safety of all of our...
Fine, I'll cover my mouth. Can I go be seated now?
No, because you're not filling out the forms or letting us take your temperature. It's about protecting our...
You can't take my temperature. That's against the law.
All right, well, I can't...
You're not an MD.
We can't see you.
I have a right to sue you for harassing me, the manager, and this entire company, Smile, whatever you call it, dental. I do have that right, and I talked to my attorney before I came here, too.
Okay.
So does he want that to happen? I've waited long enough for my teeth to be cleaned, okay? Let's get this done, okay?
They're telling me I can't see you.
Who's there?
The owner of the practice.
I want to hear him. Get him on the phone. He has to send me in written writing, so I want to see your policy.
You shouldn't be in the building without a mask, either.
I can do what I want.
No,
I'm free.
Can't.
It's not a law. It's not a law.
This is a medical law.
No, the dental
office. Wow. I won't take a temperature, I won't wear a mask, and you're a very nice lady, and I'm going to be a complete bitch to you. Woo! Man, that's got to rank right up there as...
I think that might be my favorite.
That might be right up there. Boy, she was a mean human being, O'Karen. Boy, she was tough.
She hit him with the zinger at the end, though, too. Like, when they're like, this is a medical office. She's like, no, it's a dentist's office.
Right.
You're not doctors. You're dentists.
How about she said,
if that's your favorite, put it in written writing for me, okay?
How about this one, too? She said, I already talked to my attorney before I got here. I knew this was going to happen. But I still wanted to fight it because I want to try to spread this if I do have it. I want to spread it and get those numbers up. My God, can they get up any more than they are right now in South Florida? Jesus. Hope you guys aren't silent spreaders out there. That's the new one I heard yesterday. I like that.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Silent spreaders. They got me, Zach. My ass is staying home this weekend.
Silent spreader. Wow.
Yeah, silent spreaders out there. Don't be a silent spreader.
That's about as scary as I've heard so far of all
the silent spreaders out there. Yeah. Anyway, I had to get to this one. We talked about it before, but it's Gina Ford. Is a Prime Sports marketing company down here in South Florida. I've never met her. I don't know her. Nothing about her. Except she had a contract with Zion Williamson, apparently a five-year deal. Zion Williamson, apparently, I think it's pretty obvious, had a dirty one-year deal at Duke, right? I think it's pretty clear. I don't have any evidence. I'm just sitting here. But I would say... Everybody goes, wow, when he was a senior in high school, this dude is one and done and can dominate in the NBA, right? So now we're finding out that his stepdad just loaded up. $400,000, three luxury cars, and a big house. Nice. That's not bad. I mean, don't worry about hiding that. I'm sure nobody will find out about that one. So that all comes out. Listen, Coach K, I always say when these deals are going on and he's playing for you, no matter how big a blinders you have on, even if Coach K wasn't directly involved, Coach K doesn't have 100 football players. He's got a basketball team, and he knew what was going on. And I know everybody loves Coach K and thinks he's the cleanest thing we have in college sports. I think most people would say if we said, who's the cleanest coach in college that's really good in college sports, Coach K may win, right?
Everybody. Well, he's got the aura of that, right? He's got the aura of being a very clean guy, right?
Listen, man, there ain't nobody gonna sell me that this was all going on, and all of a sudden the Williamson family showing up at games in nice cars and and he's not getting word about the Williamson family has already moved into a nice million-dollar home while the guy's making a change from high school to his 1 year at Nike, if that, by the way, if the 1 year. And so this thing's gotten really, really ugly, and I'm guessing it's pretty dirty when you start throwing all this together. It's been a while. Now, listen, I know, and I'm not stupid. We got college athletes getting paid down, or high school athletes and their families getting paid down here. I know it goes on. I know it goes on down here. I know certain conferences have been doing it. The SEC's got a reputation of doing it for a long time now. Not only are they great recruiters, but they back it up with some green. And I believe it goes on every year down here in South Florida with families that need help and are expecting stuff at this point with their sons are good players. But this one, I mean, this is a little old school. This is kind of that old school of this guy, like SMU kind of stuff to it.
Right,
man. The old
right.
Eric Dickerson and remember even Reggie Bush's parents moved into the nice house and
right.
They ended up getting in all kinds of trouble and weren't sure what Reggie was getting, who ended up being a top pick, and the school disowned him, I think, till last year. I think they finally are letting him come back now.
I think it was like a 10-year kind of ban from school. That's what it was, a decade.
But you know what? I'm numb to this stuff now. Like, college is such big business. It's just, it does it feel like a big deal to you with Zion Williamson? And I get Gina Ford's, like, lost out on tens of millions of dollars worth of potential money for Zion Williamson, and if we got teased after his little knee injury, how good he can be. I mean, the future, people are going to want to see him. He's a freak. Physically, he's what we haven't seen too many athletes like this. So I get that the lawsuit, and it's getting ugly, and she's exposing everybody legally and all the different people. Apparently, there are a lot of sleazy people that had their hand in here. The stepdad might have got a little carried away with.
You think?
Right. Putting that hand out and saying, you want my kid? Gonna have to. You know the deal. Let's get rolling here.
Well, he solicited the money. It's not like someone offered. He was basically like, this is how much money it's going to take.
So I don't know.
But it doesn't surprise me. It can't surprise anyone,
so,
right?
So nobody's going to do anything to Nike. Nike represents Duke. Nobody's going to do anything to Coach K.
Nope.
Listen, let's be honest. Kansas and LSU and Arizona have been caught on phone calls, and they're all still coaching.
Right.
And nobody's getting in trouble. So right. Why would I think Coach K is going to get in trouble and they're going to try to pin Coach K or even Nike directly to this? It's not going to happen. And I know Coach K knew what was going on. I do. I really believe Coach K knew what was going on, but he's going to say, hey, man, this stuff's going around. I'm here. I don't know what they're doing outside. I know what his stepdad's doing. But it's okay. It's like, this is where we live now, man. College sports are big business.
Joe, just wait till this whole thing goes through around the country, and eventually it will, where all the college players and the athletes, football, basketball, and all the major sports are going to be able to basically solicit themselves for money and be able to make money off their own likeness. You don't think this is going to kind of end up happening anyway to a point? Maybe not a $400,000 one-time payment, but you do five appearances and we'll give you $500,000. We want you to come to our school. Like,
can you imagine? Can you imagine the money if Zion was coming out?
Right.
And everything and the new pay the athletes? Can you imagine the money Zion Williamson with that million-dollar smile and that freakish talent he would have made in 1 year at Duke? Hell, they couldn't have matched that in the G League.
But
this whole thing, it used to be a big deal, and we got to investigate. And now, yeah, I mean, it looked like they've had some of these college basketball coaches dead to rights. And so far, the only one that's been punished is Coach of Louisville. He's the only one.
Where's he coaching now? He took another job, didn't he?
I know. Yeah, he does. But
he took another job. Yeah.
He.
But they had guys on wiretaps. They had guys that were in agreements that people were snitching on each other. I mean, Joe, no, has anyone truly, like, truly gotten in trouble for any of this?
I thought if I would have bet money, I thought the coach at Kansas, who's one of the top programs in the country, LSU, I thought they had him dead to rights. Arizona.
Right, right.
And guess what? They're all still coaching.
Right.
Like, hey, man, are you done with this garbage? I gotta win games, get out and recruit some players. Leave me alone, will you? It's pretty crazy stuff. But this Zion thing, I mean, if we would have had this 15 or 20 years ago or 10 years ago, it'd be a huge story. Although it one and done, what are you going to do? He's a professional. Hell, he's going to be making $1 zillion if he stays healthy. We've already seen the talent and the little bit that he's played, already putting up big numbers. And by the way, don't think his marketing is going away, because the NBA is going to show as many of his games as they possibly can.
Joe, they made a bubble to get Zion in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's
They extended the playoffs and the bubble 8 extra games to give the chance of having 8 extra Zion games and maybe get him in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's this whole thing is with Zion. It's just funny. I mean, his stepdad, woo, he just said, "Hey, my kid. Everybody knows my kid's good. Come in with some offers. Come on, I'm looking at a marketing company. You want to get in on a piece of the action?" And hell, I may burn you at the end of this deal because it's illegal for you anyway. And you can't do anything to my son once he's in the pros.
How about that negotiation, Joe? How about you being the dad in that negotiation? I'll take $400,000 in cash, a couple cars, maybe a property, maybe this. Okay, and then the answer quickly was yes, you get it.
How about Gina Ford too, man? She got her attorney. She's been relentless on this thing going after.
She has.
Zion and the family and trying to get some money back. I don't know how it's all going to play out, but I just thought, man, I remember the death penalty of SMU and how big that deal was and what did Eric Dickerson get and the deal and Craig James, of course. Now, Craig said he only went there because his girlfriend was there. So we know Craig didn't get anything. He's also one of the best running backs in the country. They just happened to end up going there.
Then Craig was stupid, Joe, because everyone else on the team was on payroll. Okay? Let's be honest. Has anyone seen that 30 for 30? Because if you haven't, go watch it. Literally, 50 guys on the team are on payroll.
Yeah.
Each like 2 weeks, like your check for work, if you hopefully still have a job out there. Like, literally, every 2 weeks, every week, they were getting a check.
Can you imagine Eric Dickerson's getting recruited by all the big schools back then that were all those big dominant running games? And he ends up going to SMU, and you're like, damn.
Right. But with another – the crazy part
Somebody
was
– put out some money.
Right, with another great running back. You don't even – when would you see that in today where if you saw the number one recruit in the country, a running back, go to X school, whatever it is, and then the number two running back goes there also? Like, you don't see that anymore.
No.
Right.
Not much.
Not maybe unless it's Porsche.
Maybe Alabama can pull that off.
Okay,
Some of them may. But the rest of them are leaving. Hey, we got a lot of stuff going on that we're going to jump on this morning. We got some more crazy Karens coming up for you. Are we having the best of today, Hollywood? We got the best of for the Florida Karens today?
Yeah, you want to do Miss Florida Karen?
Yeah, I think we got to put it out there for everybody to get all the crazy Karens. They're adding up every day, man. There's a new one.
It's and like boy, a beauty pageant of hideous people.
You know what's amazing, too? Does everybody have their phone up always ready? Like, you never know.
Always.
This could be the next crazy bitch. Let's get your camera up and get this on social media.
Well, it's never been easier to get the camera out. I mean, my iPhone has like a little button right on the front. You slide it, the camera pops right up. You're ready to go. Don't even have to unlock the phone. It's just ready to go.
We are living in an ugly time. If you're going out there and you're in a bad mood, just remember you too could have somebody's phone pointed at you, ready for social media for you to be the next ass clown out there. So just remember that if you're in a bad and you're in a pissy mood and you feel like fighting with somebody over that damn mask that you hate so much. That
unless you talk to your lawyer first and you haven't written writing that you can't do that.
The best alternative is just to wear the damn thing so no one can see your face.
That's a good point. It's Hollywood. This is Hollywood's like Disney World walking around right now.
Love wearing a mask. My favorite thing.
By the way, how do you get kids to wear that damn mask at school? I was thinking about
good
that.
Good luck. Good luck.
By the way, I don't care if you're into like, I don't believe it. My kids are fine. No, they're nothing's going to happen to them with this coronavirus. Or you're like, my kids aren't going to school. They're staying home with me. Whatever situation you're in, how the hell are you going to get your 5 or 6 year old or 7 year old to wear a mask at school all day?
It's actually very easy. My kid's almost 4, and I tell him to put on the mask. He puts it right on. He keeps it on for as long as I ask him to. I mean, it's very simple.
You're telling me Leon wears that mask all day?
No way.
He takes it off his face, and he throws it on the floor.
Oh, all right. I thought you were serious.
He hates it.
Because somebody tried to tell me yesterday that, yeah, you got to work at it now. You got to start practicing now. You could do an hour and then 2 hours and three. And I go, on a 5 or 6 year old?
Right.
Somebody in a kindergarten, first grade, second grade? What?
He actually screamed at me when Preschool? He threw it down. He said that I was violating his constitutional rights.
Right. He called his mom.
He was listening to mom in the other room.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
He goes, mom said it's against the law for me to wear this.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be funny if you find out Leon's like going, my mother's an attorney. She's not going to be happy. I'm taking this friggin' mask off now. Do you understand? All right, hey, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Nothing to worry about there. Take a mask and go down and get yourself an absolutely beautiful South Florida Chevy SUV. Man, I'm telling you right now, we got it. We got it figured out from top to bottom, from the biggest, from the Suburbans to the Tahoe, working your way down to the midsize SUVs that are unbelievable. Yep, this weekend, you're starting to look around. Grab that mask and head to your South Florida Chevy dealers and check out the 2020 Traverse. Makes every drive worth the trip. No matter where you might be going for a little vacation, that midsize SUV is spacious enough to accommodate a big family, yet doesn't compromise the style that you get every day. And can I talk about the Equinox SUV? Smaller SUV, but so much fun to drive. Yeah, you're going to like it. Man, try them all out. And then my favorite, that 2020 Chevy Blazer. Remember the old Blazer? Got nothing in common with this 2020 Chevy Blazer. Boy, it is absolutely gorgeous. One of the most beautiful SUVs that you're going to see anywhere. It's got so much style, so much fun to drive. Hey, this weekend, Chevy Opens Road Sale event is continuing, which got great deals. Silverado trucks, I didn't mention them, and I probably should be my leadoff hitter every time I mention your South Florida Chevy dealers. We got fantastic deals going on. Find your reason to switch at your local South Florida Chevy dealer. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer today. All right, welcome back. Hey, in honor of all the mask blow-ups that we've had, and there's more coming. Listen, a lot of people still fighting the mask, and people don't want to wear the mask, and I get it. It's been going on for a while. Some of you agree and tell us we're idiots and talk about the Constitution and all that stuff, and now attorneys and all the legal stuff. So in honor of so many great meltdowns that we've had and people have caught on their phone and put out on social media, we wanted to bring Hollywood in and play some of the best of. What do you got for us?
Well, Joe, I think before we crown a Miss USA Karen, we have to do a Miss Florida Karen, don't we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What do we got?
All right. So you...
Who's representing? Let's do Florida.
Well
Florida
done.
Alone.
Well done, Hollywood.
Yeah, all right. So we're going to do our three favorite Karens. One is a Ken, also kind of a Karen. But we will do our three favorite Florida. Yeah, it's basically a Karen. So this first Karen is our Jacksonville Karen. Here we go.
All right, so I'm standing outside and I'm just going to share with the world that my civil liberties are being really limited. I have now been kicked out of a store because I am not wearing a mask because I do not wish to compromise my health. So I am advising any and everybody, do not come to in Jacksonville, Florida, or your civil liberties will be compromised. I am going to take a stand on this. I am a medical doctor. It puts my health at risk to put on a mask. And masks do not protect from viruses, okay? If you need some medical proof, I will be happy to provide that for you. So do not, you do what you want to do, but yeah. I will not be wearing a mask at any time to protect against a virus. Okay? I will not be doing it. And every store that I go into, okay, for the foreseeable future that kicks me out because I am not wearing a mask, I am going to report them on social media, and I am going to advise everybody to do it. And believe me, I am going to find a way to have my voice heard because this is illegal.
Oh, it's being heard.
This is the United States of America, and nobody can force me or anybody else to do that. Thank you.
I like at the end.
I'm proud to be an American, and I'm not wearing a friggin' mask. But I will be a continuing ass clown. What else you got, Woody? That was good. That was good, Woody. Right. That's going to be tough to beat.
For voting purposes, that is Jacksonville Karen.
Okay. Right.
Now, you guys must remember West Palm Beach Karen.
Oh, the original.
One of the originals.
Yeah.
So she's a crowd favorite. Here's West Palm Beach Karen.
You literally cannot mandate somebody to wear a mask knowing that that mask is killing people. It literally is killing people. And we the people, are waking up. And we know what citizens' arrest is. Because citizens' arrests are already happening, okay? And every single one of you that are obeying the devil's laws are going to be arrested. And you, doctor, are going to be arrested for crimes against humanity. Every single one of you have a smirk behind that little mask, but every single one of you are going to get punished by God. You cannot escape God. You cannot escape God. I'm going to say that again. You cannot escape God, not even with the mask or 6 feet. Okay? 6 feet, like I said before, is military protocol. You're trying to get the people to train them so when the cameras, the 5G comes out, what? They're gonna scan everybody. We gotta get scanned, we gotta get temperatured. The kids have to go to school with masks. Are you insane? Are you crazy? I think all of you should be in a psych ward right the heck now. Because none of you know what the hell you are all talking about. This is insane. And then you want to open this meeting with a prayer to God. Are you praying to the devil? Because God is not listening to that prayer.
No,
because
not
all
God,
of you
no.
are practicing
right.
the devil's law.
Oh,
what happened devil. To Bill Gates? Woo. Why is he not in jail? Why is Hillary Clinton not in jail? Why are all of these pedophiles that are demanding you all to listen to their rules? Why are they not in jail? Oh, is it because you're part of them?
Thank
are you
ma'am.
Part of the deep
your
state?
Time has expired.
The deep state is going
ma'am,
down. And if any of you are
morning?
In the deep state, you're going down with it.
Wow.
Oh, boy. A lot of devil talk there.
You
that
said
was...
the Jacksonville Karen was going to be hard to beat. I put into the middle of the table West Palm Beach Karen.
Woody, how do you top either one of those?
Another one that's been a crowd favorite here. This is Port St. Lucie Karen here, or Ken, whatever you want to call him. Port St. Lucie.
We are being lied to. Our freedoms are being taken forever. And I will not be muzzled like a mad dog. And I will not have my health destroyed.
I love the voice, though. The voice is
idiots. Can't read truth. You go along with the lies that are the people who are trying to take down our freedoms and destroy our country. This is sick. You ought to be ashamed of yourself for being a part of this. And I will not be muzzled.
Bastard.
And it's time for us to stand up for our freedoms. Because if we
stand
back and let these pieces of crap, we will have nothing left. In fact, we'll end up being dead.
Amen. That they may take our lives, but they'll never take.
Yeah! Yeah!
Oh, man.
That's good.
All right, so we have Jacksonville, Port St. Lucie, and West Palm Beach.
Wow.
Your Miss Florida Karen.
Where are you guys going on? Did you put this up? This has got to go up. This has got to go up.
Yeah, we got to do a poll.
At Joe Rose Show, this got to go up on Twitter. Hey,
this is a hard vote, tough vote.
Oh, man.
Where do you rank them 1 to 3?
Nah, forget the ranking. Whose was the best?
Ugh, man. Right now I'm trying to decide between West Palm Beach Karen and Port St. Lucie Ken. Jacksonville Karen's off the hook now.
Karen, though, she does go, I'm a medical doctor, which
I know she's not.
Yeah, but she wasn't the craziest one. Let's go West Palm Beach. Let's go Karen.
Yeah.
She got in
Karen's
the devil.
Karen's up there, man. Right.
She threw God all over him. She threw God all over him, and the devil knows, you know, that God knows you're a devil.
What about the passion in the Port St. Lucie guy, though?
And his voice.
He was strong.
He's just so passionate.
And by the way, he had a great voice. Great voice to stand
up.
He
really does.
And he had a little audience behind him. He had some really good props behind him. Amen!
Yep, yep.
Yep,
guy who screamed
right.
Amen. Right. Wow.
Ah, God, now I've talked. All right, I'm going Port St.
Where
Lucie,
are you going?
Ken. I'm going Port St. Lucie, Ken.
I'm sticking with West Palm Beach. I'm sticking with West Palm Beach. Right.
Hollywood added that damn music at the end.
I know, that helped.
That's illegal. All right, I'm going to go Port St. Lucie, Ken, on this one.
All right.
Woody, who you going with?
I am a huge fan of Port St. Lucie, Ken, as well. I really like that guy.
Yeah.
Stand up. He even went to, he told them all to stand up.
Oh.
You want to hear one more time? The clubhouse leader at the moment.
All right, go ahead.
We are being lied to. Our freedoms are being taken forever. And I will not be muzzled like a mad dog. And I will not have my health destroyed because you idiots can't read truth. You go along with the lies that are the people who are trying to take down our freedoms and destroy our country. This is sick. You ought to be ashamed of yourself for being a part of this. And I will not be muzzled. And it's time for us to stand up for our freedoms. Because if we stand back and let these pieces of crap handle our freedoms, we will have nothing left. In fact, we'll end up being dead.
That they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
I will not be muzzled!
By far, the best delivery and execution was definitely Port St. Lucie. Yeah, Port St. Lucie, Karen.
He doesn't deserve to be a kin.
I'm going Port St. Lucie. They got a winner up there.
Felt like he rehearsed that thing. Like it
but
was
not
like
only
passionate.
That, but everybody behind him played their role. The prop work was outstanding. Amen. That's right.
Right.
That's right. Stand up. And you can hear them all standing up together.
He even got Mel all riled up there at the end.
Oh, man. But he paused it, too, for a second. And then
the
he
dramatic
it back
pause,
up.
Yes.
That guy may be in acting. That was just beautiful. All right, we gotta go to break here, but do we have it up yet, Woody? That one's we're gonna put that up on Twitter if we don't have it.
We'll put it up, Joe. We'll have to replay them later in the show too, so people know what we're talking about here.
Oh, Port St. Lucie, Ken, was strong. 305-567-0560. We'll be back with Hollywood's headlines right after this.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us today? I bet you can't top what you just did with all those crazy Karens, man.
That's probably not possible, Joe. You're right. But it was some very special. It was their birthday yesterday. We will get to that later on in the headlines. So that's a little teaser for you. We start off at Keeneland Racetrack in Lexington, Kentucky. Check out who won one of the races yesterday. Listen to the call. All right, we're having trouble with our audio. I apologize.
I can't tell.
Do you
I can't
hear
tell
that?
Yeah.
All right. So anyway.
That didn't go well.
Yeah, that didn't go well. Dr. Anthony Fauci had a horse named after him, and he was the one who won. But, of course, our audio is not working this morning. So there you go. So we'll move to our next story here, and we go to the Motel 6 in Disney World. Rajon Rondo, of course, the first player to complain about the hotels in Disney. Rondo tweeting yesterday, this looks like a Motel 6, and he is staying in the Grand Destino Hotel, which is one of Disney's newest five-star resorts.
By the way, that room, I've been to Motel 6.
Yep.
And that has nothing in common with a Motel 6, that room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where Rondo, and I get that the NBA and all these professional leagues stay in really nice hotels. I get it. But that thing is not a Motel 6.
Nope.
Not that room. And he showed the room to look like a complete idiot that he was bitching about the room. Crazy.
All right, guys. We got a big UFC fight coming up on Saturday. This one's going to be fun to watch if you want to go for the $64.99. Jorge Masvidal from down here in Miami. Kamaru Usman. He will be taking him on there. The Odds look like this, plus 190 for Masvidal. Usman, the minus 240 favorite here. Who do you guys like on Saturday night?
Masvidal.
Right. Can't go against him.
Can't go against a homie, man. He's a homie down here. Masvidal, man. He took it on short. I mean, he took it on short notice. The guy had to drop like 400 pounds to get down. That's what's amazing. I don't know how guys drop 15 friggin' pounds before a fight. I got to drop 15 and then go out. Like, aren't you drained and dead?
That's a lot of weight to cut. A lot of weight to cut.
Was it 15? It might have been more.
20. It was 20.
Damn.
I like the Masvidal tweet.
I've been trying
to
cut 20 over a year.
Right. Masvidal tweeted out, by the way, 3 days ago, they lying to all my people back home in Miami, shutting down because they're going to be at baptism July 11th, and they want to make sure you're home and watching.
Yep.
Good job by Jorge.
We'll be there, Mas, man.
All right, guys, we go to the NFL for this next one here, and this was a really weird thing that came out yesterday. Tom Pelissero tweeted that there were reports that NFL teams will be forbidden from post-game interactions within 6 feet of each other, and jersey exchanges between players will be prohibited during the 2020 season. This is really weird. So you can't talk to guys after the game after you've been done hitting them for 60 minutes?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
I know, but they're trying everything. I mean, they're trying. Honestly, we probably shouldn't be playing, but guys going to play. They want to make their money. And it's tough, and the league wants the money, and everybody wants the money. Keep things going. We're trying with all these sports. Like, okay, it sounds kind of stupid after you play a game against each other and you're sweating all over each other. But they all have probably too many rules, but they're trying. They're trying to keep everybody healthy. And by the way, if the guys don't like the rules, don't play. Don't play. If you can't follow the rules, don't play.
I think they're upset they can't exchange jerseys.
They'll be all right.
Yeah.
Get a jersey later.
Right.
Richard Sherman, get a jersey later. He's bitching. You can get a jersey from any player. You know, every guy's got every guy's number and knows how to get their Twitter handle. Just let them know. They'll send you one, I'm sure. Signed, sealed, and delivered.
All right, guys. We had a very special birthday yesterday. Now, I got to warn you going into this. I have no idea if the audio is going to work, to be completely honest with you. So just to avoid looking bad again here. Yeah, so this is from yesterday here on Twitter, one of our favorites. Hopefully it works.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. Well, today I'm celebrating my 34th annual 39th birthday. Now, you do the math. And I woke up this morning reminiscing about a lot of things, but about sports because, of course,
what
we're going to have this fall and how important sports has been to me. I remember when I was 10 years old running from grammar school down to Seal Stadium because I wanted to see this guy, Willie Mays, and first time I saw him run down a fly ball and then catch it with that basket catch, he was my hero from that point on. I was thinking about how fortunate I was to see Muhammad Ali in his prime do that Ali shuffle and how honored I was when he showed up at my original 34th surprise party at Pips in Los Angeles. Wow. I was thinking about seeing Gale Sayers on TV run for 6 touchdowns against my beloved
49ers. Yeah.
How lucky I was to follow Tiger Woods around the golf course back in his when he was at the top of his game, when I thought he was going to, win 100 tournaments. Those 4 guys are probably my favorite all-time athletes. I'm not saying the best. They were just my favorite. Seeing a lot of changes. I remember standing on the sideline doing the national anthem, looking across the field at the University of Texas. It was my 2nd game at USC, and I didn't see one black face. Back then, blacks weren't allowed to play in the big Southern schools.
That's true.
Look at the sidelines today, and boy, has that changed. Speaking of changes, what about this guy? You know, I was the highest paid player through most of my career when I was in Buffalo, but I was thinking today of the 11 years that I played. The money that I made came up to about $500 million less than what this guy's going to be making on this contract, you know? I know what my birthday wish is. I wish that I'm around to watch Patrick Mahomes at the end of this contract. I'm just saying, hey, stay healthy, stay safe, take care.
He set himself up about 14 times. God. Go ahead, Hollywood.
By the way, Joe, aren't those like all your favorite all-time athletes too?
No, I was cracking up because he grew up out in the Bay Area. Yeah. Yeah, he hit a bunch of mine. And that Gale Sayre is one of the greatest games ever played by a guy at Kezar Stadium. That
you and OJ got a lot in common.
I know, man. I was thinking that. I was like, damn, OJ, he's good on the sports stuff, but man, did he set himself up. He left one little thing out.
Mm-hmm. All right, his tweet with that video, by the way, he was wearing a Patrick Mahomes jersey in the video. He said, it's been quite a ride. Couple of replies to OJ here. Happy birthday, Juice. Enjoy it. Some people aren't as lucky to live as long as you have. I can think of two in particular.
Oh, God. I knew that was coming.
Two things I hate. The Chiefs and murderers. Don't let him cut the cake.
Oh, God.
It's not fair that everyone only remembers him for killing his wife by almost cutting her head clean off. He did other things in his life, too, that we should remember, like killing Ron Goldman. The Juice took them on 2-on-1 and 1, just like he always did on the field.
Oh, God. God.
Woke up this morning reminiscing about a lot of things. I bet. I bet the room gets real quiet when you go to cut your birthday cake. And then finally here, this is bad. I wish I could celebrate my birthday, but since you cut my head off, I'm done. Signed, Nicole.
Oh,
come on. Now that's the kind of stuff that gets people upset. Now we're...
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. It's bad.
Yeah.
Would that's.
I'm just happy it worked, Joe. The audio played.
Can I be honest with you?
Victory right there. Moral victory.
It was kind of weird to hear OJ growing up. My favorite game, that Gale Sayre game. I mean, he scored every way possible in that game, and it's too bad he didn't get to play another 4 or 5 years. Had knee problems. And the other one was Willie Mays. Like, who would have thought OJ loved Willie Mays back then too?
I heard that yesterday, and I go, wow, this Joe's going to love this because you guys are like the same person, minus the killings.
Right.
So can you imagine this, though? every kid growing up from New York to California, because he switched from playing in New York to they moved the team to San Francisco, every kid was like wanted to be like Willie, and then every guy that coached, like my father was my Little League coach when I was growing up and coached – a lot of our baseball teams, and he used to go, hey, you don't catch a ball like Willie. Only Willie does that. So, everybody loved watching Willie play, but they didn't like when you're out goofing around trying to act like, because everybody wanted to be Willie during practice and catch the ball the way he did. And for anybody that's ever seen it, Willie caught it opposite and waited for it to come down in the basket instead of had his glove the other way. So, that was like, you do that now, it's like you're a hot dog, right? You make an error, they get all over you, and yet Willie was, it's kind of like Rick Barry in those free throws, man. He didn't mention Rick Barry. I thought he might throw a little Rick Barry in there. But anyway, that was pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool to hear. OJ comes up with some good stuff outside of the obvious there.
Right.
I tell you this just about every time we play one of his things. He is a very likable guy.
He is a likable guy. That's why he was so...
Well, Hollywood's saying that because he's afraid of him.
No, I'm being serious. If you read through the comments, you'll see like a lot of people are like, you should be on ESPN, you should be calling games, and I imagine he'd be very good at it.
So OJ is one of the more likable guys, had time for everybody. He was really a good guy. He was. And you've seen the piece on like what he did for Hertz rental cars. Like, the guy came out that owned it and said, he jumping over people in the airport put us right at the top. Guy had all the endorsements and stuff, and then the other thing happened. Then the other thing happened, right?
Something happened right after that.
Kind of changed everything.
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, Joe, we have our Karen pageant up on Twitter right now. So
oh, you do have it.
Yeah,
good.
At Joe Rose Show. We may need to play these again a few times during the show, so I know that makes you happy.
So we got Jacksonville Karen, West Palm Beach Karen, and Port St. Lucie Karen.
Also known as Ken.
Ken, man.
I like calling him Karen better. Yeah. Great delivery, though. Got a great delivery. Got to get some votes for that damn delivery.
Well, one of them's going to win the crown. What's those crowns that they give to the beauty pageant? The tiara, right?
Yeah.
Tiara. Right.
Tiara.
Is that what it's called?
Mask. It's
is
a
that
mask,
right?
Though. Can we give him a mask instead of a tiara?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you get like a bedazzled mask.
Right. Yeah, everything's right, about the mask. It's got to be the mask. Hey, it's kind of like we go in the 8 o'clock hour. And by the way, Brett McMurphy, who was all over this college football stuff yesterday, is going to join us coming up. And we'll talk to him in the 8 o'clock hour about what is going on and what's about ready to happen in college football. We'll have that, find out what he thinks about sliding the season back, which could very well happen as well. But right now, I want to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Hey, fixed rate mortgages are in the twos. I don't know why. I don't know why you haven't looked into seeing how much money you can save. Everybody's doing it. These low rates will not last forever. Fixed rate mortgages are in the twos. A lot of people are refinancing. No prepayment penalty when you go with Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. It really is a lifetime opportunity. It is a lifetime opportunity for you right now. And I want to just say this. If you don't want to deal with banks and you're just turned off by banks, you've had bad experiences with your banks, all right, we got Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. He works 7 days a week, not 4.5 days a week. He's got extended hours, and more importantly, he doesn't have hours because you can always get a hold of this guy, and he can answer any question you have and get you approved quickly. Even if the credit score is down a little bit over the last couple of months, times have been a little tough, but you want to save money. You want to take advantage of what's going on right now. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage really is the guy to go to. He's been in business since 1994. He's got a AAA rating with a Better Business Bureau, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 166254. Here's his number. I want you to call or text him today, tomorrow, Sunday, whatever it is, while you're sitting around thinking about it, you and your wife, by yourself, whatever. 561-441-2730. Any question you might have, he's there for you, and in most cases can help you. 561-441-2730. Text or call Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.